Then Yahweh formed man of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So man became a living being. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone!
Four words are very closely related in Scripture. Celebration, feasting, festival, and rejoicing. Feasting commemorates special occasions when Yahweh powerfully intervened for his people, both protecting and providing for them. The purpose behind our feasting is to keep foremost in our mind the goodness of our covenant Lord. From the beginning of creation, feasting was a gift from God. Immediately after the words you heard in our introduction, we read these words in Genesis chapter 2, verses 8 through 17. And Yahweh God planted a garden in Eden toward the east, and there he placed the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Yahweh God caused to grow every tree that is desirable in appearance and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided and became four rivers. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one that went around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Now the gold of that land is good. The delium and the onyx stone are there. And the name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one that went around the whole land of Cush. And the name of the third river is Tigris. It is the one that went east out of Asher, and the fourth river is the Euphrates. Then Yahweh God took the man and set him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. And Yahweh God commanded the man, saying, "From any tree of the garden you may surely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat from it, for in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die." We see in our text that God put Adam and Eve into a garden full of wonderful food. And yes, we know what happened, what's recorded in Genesis chapter 3. However, today I want to focus on the good food given to Adam and Eve to be enjoyed, and to move from feasting that was in the garden to the feasting that awaits all who are in Christ at the consummation in glory. The Lord placed our first parents in a garden filled with trees containing good food. And we see throughout Scripture things like the Passover feast, feasting as a celebration tithe, feasting as a way of hospitality, feasting when entering into a covenant agreement, feasting as fellowship meals. The incarnate Christ performed his first miracle at a wedding feast, and he has given us the Feast of the Lord's Supper. We also read in Scripture of many post-resurrection feasts of the saints. And when we go to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, and chapter 22, verses 1 through 5, we see clearly feasting awaits us in glory. George Grant wrote these words, quote, "Indeed, apart from its obvious sensate attractions, feasting is supremely spiritual. Consider the fact that we can hardly read a single page of Scripture without running into a discussion of bread and wine, milk and honey, leeks and onions, glistening oil and plump figs, sweet grapes and delectable pomegranates, roast lamb and savory stew. Everywhere we look, there are feasts and celebrations, fatted calves and pungent herbs, loaves and fishes. The story of man begins in a verdant, edible garden, Genesis 1 through 3, and culminates at a magnificent marriage feast, Revelation 19 through 22. End of quote. Those who refuse to see Jesus can only party. We who see Jesus and long to see him more clearly, walk with him more nearly, and love him more dearly, we can feast, we can celebrate, we can rejoice. Robert Capon wrote this, quote, "We were given appetites not to consume the world and forget it, but to taste its goodness and hunger to make it great." End of quote. For Christ, our Passover lamb, also was sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.